Joining me live over the phone today is Brian Muir, administrator for the City of Kemmer, with his monthly report from Kemmer and Southern Lincoln County. Brian, good morning. Hope you're staying cool out there, my friend.
Oh, yes. The nice thing is we have a pool to keep us cool. That's here in Kemmer, 7,000 feet. I think it's one of its kind, one of a kind.
Absolutely. Here, so. That does help. Yes, it does help. Well, Brian, of course, into the summertime and, into July, which means the big Oyster Ridge Music Festival now just a few weeks away going to Kemmer.
Yes, and we really appreciate this. It's under new leadership now. Jake Lozier, who is the new president and CEO of the Oyster Ridge, and we're excited. That's on the 25th and 26th of this month of July, and we welcome everybody to come and see all the great things going on in Kemmer.
Absolutely. So always a good time, the Oyster Ridge Music Festival. Great lineup. Visit them online at their website for the full schedule of events. Brian, what's happening in Kemmer and Southern Lincoln County that you'd like to mention today?
Well, if it's okay, I'd like to just lightly touch on each of our people who are over different areas and what they're doing and the contribution they're making. I mean, we just passed a $6.3 million budget. Natasha Deers, our clerk, treasurer, and finance and HR director was instrumental in getting that to happen, and we appreciate the council supporting us. It's got almost $500,000 in roads, and so it's a $6.3 million budget. It's an investment in our town and trying to make things better there. I mentioned our pool is open as well. Lois Hicks is helping get the lifeguards ready, and our other staff is making sure the pool is up and running, and it's quite an operation to do it every year. And we especially appreciate one of the descendants of one of our founding fathers here in Kemmer, Patrick Quayle III, donated significantly to help us keep the pool open. We also have Jamie Thornock over at the event center helping to get ready for the Golden Rules Community Picnic coming up in August. The golf course is doing phenomenally well under the new direction of John Tibbetts, our golf and parks director. We've had tournament success and league success, and leagues raised over $10,000 for the golf course, and it looks fantastic. Great new start for our golf course this year. Chad Nilsson, our airport manager and public works director, is getting ready for our fly-in in the airport in September. And looking for cars. Anybody want to bring a car to a car show, get a hold of us, and we'll get you on the docket. We've really enjoyed doing that every year. Our police chief, Mike Carey, is doing a great job helping us stay safe. We do have an opening for a police officer as well, and we're trying to stay on top of all the ordinances. This is the time of year when all those pesky weeds get going. So those are some things that I appreciate. We have a good staff support and good council and mayor support here to help make this a great, continue to make this a great community. So.
Well, and as you mentioned, Brian, those are just kind of the department heads, if you will, and then there's more and more people behind the scenes that work with those people. So it really does take a whole community to run the community, right?
Yes, it does, and we've got great staff, and we appreciate all that they do. And they're the unsung heroes, I guess you could say, on the front lines as well. So,
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with us on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Very well said. Appreciate that, Brian. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air today?
We're really excited that under the Trump administration that they've accelerated the nuclear plant permissioning, if you will. It's looking really good and on time. Is everything that's looking for 2030 to have the nuclear plant done. Things are already moving on the earthwork side of things here, and the permissioning side from the federal side, it's exciting to hear some progress there. I'm actually getting ready to go to Wyoming Community Days at the INL, the Idaho National Laboratory, July 15th or 16th near Idaho Falls, where we're celebrating kind of the victory that we've had in the nuclear industry here in Wyoming and progress in the future that we have there. So I'm honored to be a part of that. So,
absolutely. And, of course, INL just in eastern Idaho, and they've been doing nuclear power there for quite some time. And so probably a good learning opportunity, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's a lot of networking opportunity, learning opportunity. I've actually recently spoken there and at a previous conference, and so it's just fun that people are we're getting on the map with nuclear. It's just exciting for Wyoming and for Lincoln County and for Kemmer, of course.
That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with his monthly report here on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, appreciate it as always. Anything we missed you'd like to touch on today?
Oh, I think I covered everything that I can. Other than my grandson, speaking of staying cool, two of my grandsons are up here. Last night we have a nice indoor pool at the school, and they spent last night doing that, and I think they're planning on going to the outdoor pool today. So lots of participation from the youth and the community in the pool, and it's just great to have that asset, and we appreciate all those who made that happen this year. So
absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, the weather is fitting for it, so it's a good time
yes,
of year
is.
To be doing that. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, thank you so much for your time. We'll talk next month.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
It's the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.